Blog Talk Radio.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Views and comments do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio or its affiliates.
Sugar Shine in the building with your boy, Ron Stone. It's MMEO, let them know.
Let them know, MMEO.
You feel me? Episode number
45.
What's up? Welcome to the Let Them Know MMEO show. I'm here with Sugar Shane.
What's happening? What it do? What it do? Yeah, man, if y'all like this beat, man, it's E-Duke Beats, man, E-D-U-K Beats on B-Star, Instagram, whatever, you feel me? It's the instrumental to my newest single coming up, you feel me? Back It Up, you know what I'm saying? It's one for the underdogs and the overachievers, you feel me? Coming real soon. It's good, Rob Stone.
All right, all right. So this episode right here, what's up? Let them know what we're going to be talking about this episode.
Man, you know what I'm saying? We're going to touch on a little bit more of the same things, you feel me? But at the same time, from different perspectives and different levels of it. And, like, you feel me? Different levels of the progression of things. But, you feel me? A little bit more on the battling procrastination, because that is something that, like, that's a consistent battle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not just a one-day decision. Like, you feel me, like, all of a sudden, I start procrastinating, you feel me, whatever like that, you know what I'm saying? That's slowly building good habits.
Yeah.
You feel me, and battling bad habits that you might have been taught, or that even if you weren't taught, you might learn along the way, and things that might be stopping you from taking the steps necessary to try to get where you really want to go.
Yep, that's so true, man. You know, procrastination, goals is like a real big thing in life, especially if, like, man, I just be thinking about what happened to me last year, but, you know, the past is the past. But it's like, I always think of it as like I'm given a second chance to pursue all my goals, and then my goal, what you think about that, bro?
Well, I think it's, yeah, because I definitely, for me, I have some chime in on that. As far as, because, for me, as far as perspective-wise, and, like, different mentalities, right, as far as, like, and then, like, what I believe builds greatness, you know what I'm saying, is, you know, diving in the rough stuff.
Yeah.
But, at the same time, too, just how, what separates people, what separates certain success and failures, be the mentalities of moments. You know what I'm saying? Like, when people go through certain moments, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
that's, like, those decisions in those certain moments, that's what define, like, the path that you're going in life. That's what, you know what I'm saying? Like, when they say, you feel me, like, it's a book of life, that's when you write in certain chapters and whatever like that, you feel me? And, you know what I'm saying? Like, you always gotta go through things to learn things.
Yeah, you always gotta go through the you write your own chapters in your book.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with making mistakes. There's nothing wrong. I mean, you know, levels of mistakes and stuff like that. But at the same time, too, you feel me? The most important thing is learning. You know what I'm saying? It's learning from everything that you do, learning from everything that people do around you. You feel me? Take what's positive, take what's constructive. You feel me? And whatever it is, like, whatever your purpose is that you want to have, or that you're building towards, or you're trying to find. You know what I'm saying? Even if you are still trying to find your purpose, it's more beneficial to try to find your purpose around productive people than it is, you know what I'm saying, people that ain't doing too much.
Yeah. So, yeah, I always go by the term, the more you learn, the more you earn. What you think about that, bro?
Knowledge is everything.
Knowledge is,
you know what
everything.
I'm saying? Knowledge is everything. So, I say I mean, the more knowledge you have, the better off you are, and the better chance you have at success in whatever it is you're trying to do. You feel me? Straight up, is that just an automatic key to winning? No. You know what I'm saying? Because you could know a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But even, like, at times, like, it's always not about what you know, but it's about who you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, too, you feel me, on a self-fulfilling aspect and whatever like that, or just, you feel me, on a path of being secure within thyself, building knowledge and knowledge of what you're doing, knowledge of financials, knowledge of numbers, knowledge of, you feel me, your path, knowledge of, like, psychology or the mentality of certain things. And you know what I'm saying? As far as, like, not to make it sound crazy, but you know what I mean? But just like you say, 24 hours, you just lose it. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's a psychology aspect, right?
Yeah.
But it's very simple.
It is.
You feel me?
Because if you think about it, every human being on this earth, they get, what, 24 hours? So what makes a difference between you and a millionaire?
Well, and even say, like, you feel me, like I said before, I relate a lot of the mindset and work ethic,
yeah,
that you can apply to a regular life, whatever it is your field is, on sports stuff.
Yeah.
Right? So, aka, you know what I'm saying, you put in that extra work in the gym, you put in the extra work in the weight room, you know what I'm saying, you put in the extra work in the film room, whatever like that, right, to perfect your craft.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which is no different than, say, somebody that make music, whatever like that, putting your work in as far as studying literature, studying poetry, studying words.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people that just make music just think, like, oh, it's okay, I can just freestyle. Don't get me wrong. You can do whatever you want to do to make good music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you make good music, and make good music, all stuff like that.
Man. Yeah.
But at the same time, it also, like, it hits different when you hear certain things, or when you hear certain things worded a certain way, or sung a certain way and a certain vocabulary to it. Like, you can hear the sharpness in the craft.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
The person that's a music maker.
Oh, yeah. So with procrastination, now, as being, like what you just said, a music maker. So I think, as my weakness, I'm going to let everybody know, you know, it's like I procrastinated on trying to learn on what this production is capable of doing, and vocal production and all that. What you think, bro, about procrastination? Because that's my procrastination with this just recently. There's a lot of things else I want to talk about with procrastination, but I think with this, I know we have a lot of potential about moving forward with this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we got a lot of young youth, especially with your babies growing up.
Oh, yeah, they all sing. Well, I got one of those, and she a rapper.
Man, that's what, you know, I'm talking about. A lot of
different things like that.
We got guitars, we got entertainment background, you know, so pass that on to your kids, your generation.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I have to say, it started with my grandpa.
Yeah.
Me, like, my grandpa,
what
like,
he used to do?
Well, I'm not going to speak into my whole grandpa history like that, you feel me? But it came a point in time where he would write stories,
uh-huh,
right? And he would record them. And, like, mind you, like, my grandpa from Alabama, he's born, like, in, like, the
country.
He born, like the 50s, like, type, you feel me, 50s, see, like, and then he moved to California, you feel me, but he had a different way of storytelling. You know what I'm saying? And he, like, I ain't gonna lie, man, my grandpa's low-key on some Dolomite type stuff.
Yeah.
You feel me? He's on some Dolomite type stuff, you feel me? Because it wasn't, these ain't children's stories.
So is this what motivated you in life?
Well, I think it trickled down as far as the creativity that passed down in the DNA.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like,
motivated you from him? When was the first time you were introduced to him, and what motivated you to, like, was he a motivation to you, inspiration to you?
I mean, yes and no. You feel me? Like, as far as, like, My grandpa used to be like, I knew my grandpa since young childhood, like not from the gate.
Yeah.
You feel me? But basically my grandpa moved in, whatever like that. He moved back in with the family like that. Like, you know, my grandma had an extra love for him, you feel me, that didn't nobody else have for him. You feel me? Because my grandma had like an extra gene in her heart, just, you feel me, she just had the biggest heart. You feel me? And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying my grandpa was like, you feel me? Yes, I love my grandpa. He did a lot of stuff for us, man. He took us to Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk, you feel me? He took us horseback riding, you feel me? But as far as, like, when it comes to the music, creativity type of stuff,
yeah.
Like, I got different tastes of music and different things, you feel me, to different family members. And my grandpa, you feel me, like, he's the one that used to listen to Jackson 5 and The Whispers and The Temptations and, you feel me, all stuff like that and the... You know what I'm saying? Like, he brought a different flavor, and he also used to take us to church, you know what I'm saying? He had a million church suits that I thought were churches, really pimpsy. But, you know what I'm saying? He definitely brought a different aspect and different mindsets for us with different music and different things, and then translated to my dad, you feel me, who my dad today, currently, still writes like I do, you feel me, like religiously, you know what I'm saying? He is an amazing poet, you feel me, a spoken word type of artist, and his raps are dope, you feel me, his rhymes are crazy, you feel me, it's my dad is still talented, it's crazy too, man, it passed down from my grandpa to my dad to me.
So with that, so your dad's a poet. I didn't know that.
My dad's a poet, a rapper.
Okay.
You feel me? He's a DJ. He's an official DJ, though. He is a real... He's a DJ.
So if we could find a young youth that can utilize your dad's poet, would that be something? What you say?
That would be something. That would be... That absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Like, because my dad has a lot of knowledge that... Even like I myself, it took me a lot of bumping my head and going through certain things myself to realize that I had to answer right in front of my face the whole time to certain questions that I was seeking.
Yeah.
You feel me? And when I say that it was right in front of my face, aka my dad told me a lot of things young. He gave me advice on a lot of things young. That I was like, you tell me, like, I hear you, but that's back in your day, and blah, 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 and this is a different day, and I'm me, I'm not you, blah, blah. And a lot of things that he told me back in the day at some point or another came into fruition and made me think of, like, wow, like, I remember he warned me about this. He warned me about people like this.
Yeah.
And I thought I knew what I was doing. You feel me? So, like, just with that, just saying as far as, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it took a lot of mistakes to grow up. You feel me? But the main point was learning. You feel me? The main thing is learning from the mistakes and applying that and not repeating the cycles that you come from or not repeating the cycles of destruction, of self-destruction, of self-sabotage and self-doubt, whatever like that. Instead, producing habits and leading by example and producing the mentality of self-confidence and self-success and overachieving what people have said that you were or we're not supposed to achieve or whatever labels they want to. There's no... Can't nobody tell you what you can't do.
Yo.
Can't nobody tell you what type of greatness you can or can't have. So nobody can limit greatness. You feel me? So therefore, there's no levels to it. You can't just, you feel me? But yeah, man.
Yeah, man. That's a lot. Man, get all into it, bro. Man, ain't no levels. That's for real. So with this goals, I know there's a lot of goals and stuff that I hear that you have built inside of you. Especially from your dad writing and everything. And then, you know, people telling us what basically people to OGs, dads and everything telling us basically our future. And then I've seen it just pass away when I was 18, 19. And then now I really take it seriously. You know, I know you have a lot of goals, and then you think about your procrastination at the same time, but I know.
But it deal, it's realistic, and you know what I mean? I do it all the time. Yeah. I'm an artist for me. Like, I definitely procrastinate on a lot of stuff in life.
Yeah. But why do we do it, right? And how can we.
I don't feel like, to be honest,
habit.
I don't feel like the important question is why do we do it.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that's the important question.
What's the important question?
The important question is how do you push forward?
Yeah.
You feel me? That's an important question. Like, they can't, like,
how can we make us better? Yeah, we already know how we're messing up, basically, and then now we gotta find out how we're gonna fix the problem.
Pretty much. I mean, I want to oversimplify it, but pretty much.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because you have to address the problems that you recognize is an issue. You feel me? And then you have to assess them. Okay, what are the ways to battle that? Like, because so many people just think that, like, okay, everything is black and white. You can point a problem out. You can point a way to fix the problem. Right? It's not real life. You feel me? See, your credit is a problem. Right?
Yeah.
You can't just point it to a credit and be like, okay, bam, I can point it over here and this is how I fix my credit.
You just gonna have to take care of
it. You have to take steps.
Yep.
And you have to take different avenues and explore different avenues and take chances and take risks. You feel me? On top of, you have to do your due diligence on building your knowledge. What's the main subject? Building knowledge.
The more you earn,
you feel me?
Build your knowledge.
So the main thing is building your knowledge on whatever it is that, think about this, man, because that's what I've been trying to do. What is the mentality of the successful people?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As far as the most successful people, like, I've been watching Mark Cuban interviews. I've been watching different.
So Mark Cuban, what was the topic that, your best thing that he said?
I'm going to say my biggest takeaway. I'll say this. My biggest takeaway from the message, right, is something that I already believe, as far as you, like, okay, matter of fact, I'm going to say what he said exactly verbatim. You have to work. You have to go into things. You have to work like somebody trying to take everything from you.
Yeah, basically.
You feel me?
You know, it's crazy.
You have to work like everybody, like there's somebody right there working just as hard, if not harder than you, to take everything you got from you.
But
you have to work as hard as you think that person's working.
Yeah.
If not harder.
That's what Steve Solo told me. He was like, are you ready to quit your W-2? You know, if you quit your W-2, then you really have to work your butt off. We just work our W-2 because we're comfortable. We know we work 8 hours a day.
And well, that's the thing, too, is we're also trained young as far as not to be, we're not trained, we're not, like, our education curriculum and everything like that, it's not based on us being owners.
Yeah.
And owners of our future, owners of our highest capability. You know what I'm saying? They teach you to be good workers.
Yeah.
You feel me? They teach you to go get a good job, to go work for somebody.
Yeah.
Right? While somebody else in an isolated community goes to a school that gets taught to own and to be a good owner.
And to be...
You feel me? This is how you run people. This is how you run companies.
That's that 1%. With
Whoop, right?
1%.
While we're taught how to have good customer service.
Yeah.
You feel me? We're taught how to appease the common person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? On the lowest scale.
But we gotta get out of that.
You know what I'm saying? Be spit in the face to try to get a tip. I'm just saying, though, that's the reality.
Workers out there. That's us. That's us. The average Joe. The average Jane in life, you know. But as in life, we don't want to do that. That's why, that's where our topic comes in with procrastination and goals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stop procrastinating in life, you guys. I know I'm going to stop because I'm going to have a property. I guarantee you, I will be talking about, I just purchased a property.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm going here from here. My goal is to have like 3 properties minimum. I wish I could have more.
And you know what? I'm going to let you speak more on that, but I'm going to point out exactly what we're talking about right now as far as manifestation.
Manifestation. Explain it. Let them listen.
I want you to dive into more of that. You feel me? Like you did. You feel me? Because right now what you're talking about already is, you feel me, is that right there. You feel me? So break down that mentality right there as far as the importance of manifestation.
Manifestation. You know, you got to have, that's like basically your goals. And then the vision in life. And then so you bring it to the universe. You talk about it. Every day I talk about it, you know. I'm blessed to see another day every time I open up my eyes every morning. You know, but still we gotta live life to the fullest and you gotta move forward and accomplish your goals. And then I'm always saying that I'm gonna find me a multi-unit soon. Very soon. I know I'm gonna see at least $1 million in my bank account. I know that's accomplishable.
That part.
Because the property that I'm trying to get is between 500,000 and 600,000, and then move on from there.
And that's not an empty dream thought. That's not just like a, ooh, I look in the sky and ask for something type of stuff. That's manifestation, meaning speaking into existence and putting in the work to make it happen.
You know, you always got to put in work because everybody talks about, oh, yeah, I wish that money just grew on trees.
But it does.
It does.
But it's also a digital era.
Yeah.
You feel me? And it's like, to be honest, it's like now more than ever, like, you got to take advantage of what's going on and what's available. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta really actively seek what benefits you have through certain programs you might be a part of already, if not what you can be a part of, because there's so many things out there that really help you out. You feel me? But most of us don't know about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that, like I said, man, that deals in with, as far as procrastinating, as far as just the mentality itself, as far as organization, you feel me, on having to get your stuff together. Like, what are you looking for? Having a vision, you know what I'm saying. And speaking on that, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna go ahead, you feel me, introduce a special guest, you know what I'm saying, my cousin, you feel me, from the Yay area, you know what I'm talking about, you feel me, from the land of game, you feel me. And you feel me, just to get another perspective in, you feel me, what is your thoughts on procrastination, on as far as, like, you know what I'm saying, like, just, you feel me, and then, like, understanding too, right, you feel me, because we can't put everything into one box, but understanding the levels of learning, you feel me, and applying it to being better, you know what I'm saying. So let the people know about yourself real quick, man. Who are you? You know what I'm saying? Where do you come from?
Hello, my name is Brittany, yes, and I come from Berkeley, California, and, my thoughts on that is just like, okay, it's so easy to procrastinate. Sometimes you can come up with all these things that you want to do, you know, and it's easy to just be like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do, and you know, you have this list of things in your brain that you want to do, but it's like you gotta. I feel like as I'm getting older, I'm realizing you gotta kind of pick one and work towards that one thing and then finish that and then move on to the next thing. You know what I mean? It's just, I feel like, especially with the manifestation thing too, I'm feeling like anything you want in life, you really can get it. Like, if, like, it's really possible for you to have anything that you want.
Good.
But
I'm sorry, I'm going to cut you off, but say like just building off of that right there, but even specifying it, right? Say as a person in the Bay Area, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we are here in Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying, with Wu, but
yeah.
As a person in the Bay Area, you know, it's a lot of people out there, it's a lot of talent out there, it's a lot of different things, but a lot of people like go about the things different ways. So say what would, and not just like I said, man, not to say we have all the answers type of thing, but
right.
Say what would be your advice to somebody out there that as far as like, because you know, the Bay Area is like a whole world in itself, so it's like, it's almost like you're kind of trapped in it, if not outside of it. You know what I mean? It's like if you're not the biggest in it, then you feel me, then you're outside of it, and you still gotta fight your way in it.
I just feel like, okay, at the end of the day, you know, like, okay, they say everybody needs to find their niche and their thing that they like to do and work on that. But I honestly just feel like you need to go hard every day. So I'm like, okay, like the internet is something else. Like if you find something that you like to do and you put yourself out there every day and people see your personality, I feel like nowadays it's about reality more than it's about like the fake things in life. You know, people want to see real people and what they're doing no matter what it is. You could be a musician.
Even
you could
with
be
the
a
music game.
Dancer.
Like.
Yeah, you could be... whatever, you know what I'm saying? You could be whatever, you could be funny, you could get
musician,
on there. I seen people online.
Tell me if you don't, tell me people don't get more reactions off of, like you said, their social media and stuff like that as artists.
Oh, social media is a big thing.
Compared to their music, unless they're like a BET artist or something, right?
Yeah, social media is a big thing, man. You have to be on social media now. I just feel like that's where it's at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So what would your advice be right now to young entrepreneurs?
To close it up and everything.
To young people trying to do things that, you feel me, you know what I'm saying? That a lot of people say they can't do.
Yeah, let the listeners know for the club.
Give some people advice.
To go hard every day. At whatever it is that you are talented at doing, you know what I'm saying? To go hard every day. Start that TikTok, start that Instagram. Post yourself, put yourself out there. You know, it's not always gonna be your family who fucks with you, I mean, who messes with you. It's gonna be strangers. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be people that you don't know and they're gonna love you. So just put yourself out there, I feel like. And people, and be yourself, and people gonna love you for who you are.
Yeah.
What's up, Sugar Shane? What you got to close up with?
I feel very similar about that message as far as, like, you know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong, you feel me? Like, I still always try to tap in with my family. I still, they don't always be reach out to first.
Mm-hmm.
But I've learned along the way, you get more support from people you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's not to say that people that you know don't support you. You feel me? But when you're continuously grinding, and when you continuously put in the work and you have quality to give, you feel me? It might take some time, but there's people that recognize that. You know what I'm saying? Like when it's like I'm not no super famous dude or like that, but I had a show in Modesto to where some people actually came to watch me perform that I've never met before, that have seen my stuff off of Facebook and YouTube, and came to watch me perform Roll Up.
Mm-hmm.
And when they told me that, like, I thought, like, I knew them from somewhere. Like, I'm like, I must know somebody you know or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, no, we did that, followed you, and blah, blah, and we came to see you perform that song, man.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
They said, I'm still not big, but that's my biggest moment in life, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, like that somebody came to see me for that. That's what I do it for.
That's good.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, man, I'm proud of you, bro. You've been doing a lot. You've been accomplishing stuff, a lot of things in life. You know, consistency is a lot of stuff that you got. Consistency is like the main thing in life. You know, if you're consistent to what you do, then you'll see accomplishments in life. You know.
Yep.
That's where I see it, you know.
It's about building the small habits. It's not about the big event. It's not about the show itself or like that. It's about the small habits. It's about the small things. It's about, like you said, organizing. It's about planning out your day, planning out what you're going to do, planning out what you're trying to do.
Yes, be organized. Yes, for surely.
Man.
Yes, be on top of yourself, man.
Even as a performer, you have to know your words. You have to know a whole, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? You have to have a whole stage routine. You have to have a way to reach the crowd.
Right,
but yeah, man.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
All right.
Yes,
thank
y'all.
You